Governor Brian Kemp stands by Fani Willis, dismisses calls to impeach Fulton County DA. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on August 31, 2023. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., stood by Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and dismissed Republican calls to impeach Willis over her 41-count indictment against former President Donald Trump and 18 others. Kemp dismissed calls to impeach Willis as political theater during a press conference on Thursday. In mid-August, Georgia State Senator Colton Moore, R., announced an initiative to begin an emergency session to investigate Willis, as Breitbart News exclusively reported. As a Georgia State Senator, I am officially calling for an emergency session to review the actions of Fani Willis, Moore said. America is under attack. I'm not going to sit back and watch as radical left prosecutors weaponize their elected offices to politically target their opponents. Trump praised Moore when he announced his plans to investigate Willis. Highly respected Georgia State Senator Colton Moore deserves the thanks and congratulations of everyone for having the courage and conviction to fight the radical left lunatics who are so badly hurting the great state of Georgia and the USA itself, Trump wrote on Truth Social. However, Kemp rejected Moore's calls for an investigation, arguing a special session would ignore current Georgia law and directly interfere with the proceedings of a separate but equal branch of government. Kemp continued. Now, my concerns with the Fulton County District Attorney's handling of this case and the special purpose grand jury have been well documented. We are now seeing what happens when prosecutors move forward with highly charged indictments and trials in the middle of an election. Simply put, it sows distrust and provides easy pickings for those who see the district attorney's action as guided by politics. But let me be clear. We have a law in the state of Georgia that clearly outlines the legal steps that can be taken if constituents believe their local prosecutors are violating their oath by engaging in unethical or illegal behavior. Up to this point, I have not seen any evidence that DA Willis' actions or lack thereof warrant action by the Prosecuting Attorney Oversight Commission. The bottom line is that in the state of Georgia, as long as I'm governor, we're going to follow the law and the Constitution regardless of who it helps or harms politically, Kemp concluded. And in Georgia, we will not be engaging in political theater that only inflames the emotions of the moment. After Kemp's remarks, Moore encouraged the Georgia governor to take a deep breath, sick, and read the Georgia Constitution. Governor Brian Kemp is not being honest with the people of Georgia. He is allowing his disdain for President Trump to cloud his judgment, Moore said in a statement. Specifically, Section 2, Paragraph 7, which outlines his clear power to call an emergency session. As the corrupt Fulton County DA continues to target Donald Trump, I only have one question for the governor. When are you going to stand with the people of Georgia and convene the emergency session that your constituents are demanding? Moore concluded. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.